On Thursday, October 5th, Chief of Police Stuart Betts announced that Peterborough Police Services is adopting a new philosophical approach to what he called open-air illicit drug use in an attempt to better ensure public safety.
So, effective today, we are launching the Safer Places, Safer Public Spaces approach, which is a no-tolerance approach to open-air illicit drug use.
Chief Betts mentioned that among the responses to their community safety and well-being plan, only 48% of community members who responded felt either safe or very safe in Peterborough. Chief Betts believes that illicit drug use in public spaces is one of the reasons for this, which led to this change in policy.
It means that members of this community can expect that police officers will not tolerate people injecting and smoking up in front of our public places. Places where our community members should feel safe.
This plan includes increased responses and accountability to community reports about drug use in public spaces.
It also means that our officers are empowered as they're driving and patrolling in our streets, as they're walking on their beat, as they're on their bicycles, to stop and tell people if they're engaged in that behavior, they need to move along. This is no longer tolerable on our streets.
Chief Betts says that they are not uncompassionate towards those experiencing addiction, but that illicit drug use should only happen in appropriate locations, like the consumption and treatment site on Simcoe Street.
If they do not comply with that, the public needs to be aware. Our officers have been told that possession of those drugs is still illegal. People will be arrested, they will be searched, and those drugs will be seized. We do not want to criminalize anybody who has an addiction. That is not our intent. Our intent is to ensure that they are provided with the resources they need and the direction they need to where they can go to safely consume these substances.
Peterborough police officers will begin carrying pamphlets containing information on 24-hour addiction services and where they can find help in the city. Chief Betts stated that Peterborough will be the first community in Ontario to adopt this style of policy and second in Canada. At the beginning of September of this year, Edmonton, Alberta implemented a similar zero-tolerance stance to ensure community safety. Peterborough Police Service's Safer Public Spaces zero-tolerance approach will be in effect immediately, starting on October 5th.
Again, we're not here to criminalize people who have an addiction. We're here to make our streets safer. We're here to make our public spaces safer for everybody.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngogajiwinang.